She said, stop being trans or leave. So that, to me, stop being trans isn't something I could do. It'd be like telling me to stop being, you know, 6'2" and or leave. And I was who I was. I was trans before we married. I was a trans parent for 23 years. It floored me, it scared me, because I didn't know how to not be trans.
You know, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I have no problem with people saying, you know, I want to be a woman or I want to be a man, I'm an adult, I can make these decisions, that's fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I'm a pretty permissive guy when it comes to this sort of thing.
Stephanie Walsh, welcome to Daily Extra. You are one of the people profiled in the Transgender Project web series and as well the TV show Am I a Boy or a Girl? Why did you decide to go so public with your story?
Come on, let's be honest with ourselves. Everyone likes a bit of attention every now and again, don't they?
I paid a pretty heavy price for transitioning, and so at a certain point I thought, I've already lost everything in it.
That is the stupidest way of that is the stupidest way of spelling Stephanie I've ever seen. Just, what?
Well, everything has happened. I'm going to be me, and I'm going to show other people that it's okay to be feminine for a guy. And so by coming completely out of the closet, it just liberated me to the point where, let's do this.
I think we've got different definitions of feminine. I'm not trying to be mean, but seriously, this is a guy in an outfit. It's not. I mean, there are some transgender people who really you couldn't tell. I mean, there was a video going around a while ago of one transgender woman who was literally going up to guys and asking them out, and then they would say yes, and then they'd end up finding out that she still had a penis, and then they'd be dumping her. And oh my god, how dare they dump her for having a penis? But you wouldn't know because she looked so much like a fucking woman. But this guy, I'm sorry, dude. You don't. You really don't.
Let's talk about it and let people know that this is okay. 2007, when I actually stepped forward and started getting myself educated as to who I was and...
Oh, God. The indoctrination begins.
What this was, I was pretty naive.
But that naivete would quickly come to a crashing halt. At age 46... After 23 years of marriage and 7 kids, Stephanie realized she wasn't a crossdresser. She was...
What? I mean, if you're cross-dressing, then... Is... What?
...was transgender. A person whose gender is different than the sex they were assigned...
Right, okay, I see.
...at birth.
I'm genderqueer, I'm queer, I'm queer.
So she joined Tumblr. Got it.
So having said that, what have you heard from people?
A lot of feedback. There's a lot of positive feedback.
Look at this guy's face. You know, I'm not really looking at like this 47-year-old guy who's dressed up like a little girl. I'm not. I'm honestly looking at an adult that I should take seriously.
There's a lot more people that are trans. Like, a lot of people come out to me. I get... guys that you wouldn't think that are want to wear dress, like cops and bikers and can I wear a dress? So it gets very playful because you look at people and you think you understand what they're all about. You know, when you see a guy that's 300 pounds with a goatee who pulls in a Harley and is going through my closet and saying, can I wear this dress? Can I wear that dress? You know, or can I kiss you when I'm wearing the dress?
You
don't expect it.
Sure. That's right. Stephanie has moved on, believing that she will never be accepted by her wife and children. These days, she's got a job plowing snow and has a new family made up of friends and a new relationship.
I'm not surprised that her wife... And I'm using the correct pronouns because I'm nice that way. I can't believe that her wife isn't okay with this. I mean... You marry some big 6'2" burly guy only to find out that he wants to dress as a woman. I mean, I can see why she would be disappointed by this.
There's days I forget my past. I can actually go a week without even thinking about what was before.
Fucking hell, man.
So it's a fresh start. It's interesting because it's new to me. And I'm getting accepted in a way I've never been. There's unconditional love. I'm starting to feel like we have a quasi-family that we're creating. And I'm allowed to be exactly who I am. And I don't have to apologize or make excuses why I'm different.
Really, you didn't have unconditional love from your wife and children. They were just like, well, we might love you, but only on the condition that you don't, I don't know, I guess, dress like a woman.
I can't deny I was married. I can't deny I have children. But I've moved forward now, and I've gone back to being a child. I don't want to be an adult right now. And
what? Okay, hang on. Right. So you can't deny that you were married and have children. So, I mean, and you had like 5 or 6 children or something. So what the fuck? Do you not think that you owe them any kind of responsibility as a parent? Like, or 7 kids, sorry. Do you not think you owe them something as their parent? Do you not think that you should be something for them? I think I should be for my son. So
I just live my life like I couldn't when I was in school.
How are things in your life now?
Well, I have a mummy and daddy, adopted mummy and daddy. Who?
What? 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 I mean, I am actually lost to words. I'm actually just baffled. Baffled beyond all reason. Why are you two entertaining this? It's one thing for this fucking 47-year-old dude to fucking go off and do his own thing. He's like, right, I'm going to dress like a little girl, I'm going to have curls on my hair, and I'm just going to pretend that I'm not actually a giant burly man with a bunch of kids and an ex-wife. Okay. Alright. I mean, that's not good. You know, I'm sure the kids are just not happy with this. I'm sure the ex-wife's pretty devastated, but fine. Okay, I can accept it. I can be like, okay, fine, whatever. Just go on your merry way. But what are you two fucking idiots doing enabling this fucking craziness of, you know, I just don't feel like being an adult now? I mean, what, do you not pay taxes? You know, do you not drive? What the fuck?
Are totally comfortable with me being a little girl and...
How? Just why? What is wrong with you people?
And their children and their grandchildren are totally supportive. In fact, her youngest granddaughter, when I was 8, a year ago I was 8, and she was 7. And she said to me, I want you to be the little sister, so I'll be 9. I said, well, I don't mind going to 6, so I've been 6 ever since.
What the fuck is this bullshit? Why is this being covered in some sort of news program? Why is anyone entertaining any of this nonsense? Oh, I'll just be sick. Fuck yourself. You're not sick. You're a fucking old man. Motherfucker. I am so angry about this. I'm so angry because this is just bullshit. There's nothing about this that isn't bullshit. Fucking, oh, I'll be 6. No, you won't. You'll be fucking old. Deal with it. Learn to deal with it. It's just the way you have to be, because this is the way that things are.
But we have a great time. And we color, we do kid stuff. It's called play therapy. No medication, no suicide thoughts. And I just get to play.
Well, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we have come to in the West. Grown men, not only, I mean, again, I can, if they're going to get surgery and change themselves into women, fine. I have no problem with that. None at all. It's their choice, they're adults, they can choose to do this. But now we have got to the fact, the point where grown men are not getting the surgery, they're just dressing as women, and then they're just going to pretend that they're children. and they're going to be treated as if they're children by certain adults and allowed to play with children if for some reason. And this is just, this is something we're supposed to accept. This is just totally normal. There's nothing wrong with this. You know, I mean, the Russians must be thinking this is hilarious. Look at the degenerate West and their fucking emotionally and intellectually crippled fucking selves. Oh man, there is just there is a Rubicon that we have crossed here. That's, this is the thing. It's, this is just I have nothing further to say about this. This is just disgusting. Just no. You're not a 6-year-old girl, you freak. Someone has to tell you this. You are not a fucking 6-year-old girl. You are a grown man with 7 children. You have responsibilities. You have things that you have to do. You cannot simply go, you know what, I'm going to be a little girl. No, it doesn't fucking work that way. You aren't trans-aging or any bullshit like this. You are not any of this. And the people enabling this, you are fucking foul. There is something wrong with you. Deeply wrong with all of you. To want to enable this. I'm done. I'm fucking done.